Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. The Temecula Rotary Club is hosting a Shop with a Cop event on Wednesday, December 11th to help connect underprivileged children with local law enforcement. Here to tell us more is Stephanie Mears, Social Media Director for the Temecula Rotary Club, and Bob Sweeney, President for Temecula Rotary. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us. We're so happy to be here today.
Yep.
Bob, start by giving us an overview of Rotary and its mission in the community.
Well, it's a service organization first and foremost. We're all of our members, we put service above self, and we do a four-way test. I'm not going to challenge everybody here, but everything we do is governed by, is it the truth? Is it fair to all concerned? Will it build goodwill and better friendships? And will it be beneficial to all concerned? And we have all kinds of avenues of service locally that we involve ourselves in the community.
What are some of the key initiatives or projects that Rotary is currently working on?
One of the big ones globally is eradication of polio. So first and foremost for Rotary International, that's one of the big pushes, and we're getting super close to getting that done. The other for our club, we have a focus besides the Shop with the Cop program, which is why we're here. We do a big holiday baskets program where we feed and provide food for hundreds of folks during the holidays, both Thanksgiving and at Christmas. We support active military and veterans through our military committee. And we work with other nonprofits in that regard. We have programs for youth. So RILA, which is a leadership camp for 11th graders, and Pride for 7th graders. We send students to that. And we involve ourselves with youth exchange programs, helping seniors, single mothers and children, foster youth, aged out foster youth as well. And you see here, we've got with international, there's a lot of water and sanitation and hygiene projects that we involve ourselves in as a club as well.
How does Rotary work to support local communities? And tell us about the impact that you've seen in recent years.
All right. Well, we work with the community. So we'll gauge what the community needs by reaching out to the city. We also work with the sheriff's department. So Riverside County Sheriff's Department will work with them as to what their needs may be, as well as other nonprofits. So we sort of coordinate with them and assess that community need. And then we go to our club members and say, what can we do to help in those regards?
How can people get involved with Rotary, either through volunteering or becoming a member?
Yeah, so if, for example, for Temecula, we have four different clubs, you could reach out. We all meet at different times, but we all have that passion for community service. So you could reach out to Rotary by looking on social media, finding that club, and getting connected. They would love to add you to, we have an element called Friends of Rotary, so we can add you there. And then you could get information about what we're about to be doing so that you can help us. But we also, you can become a member. So if you have the time to show up to the meetings and come and help out and you want to be a member, more actively maybe involved across the board, you can then apply to join Rotary. We welcome everybody. We love to have anybody who wants to participate come and join us. And then if you don't have the time for that, we're also looking always for funding to help with our projects. So any businesses or people that want to contribute in that way, they're more than welcome to send some money our way so we can make these things happen.
What are some of the challenges Rotary faces when implementing community programs, and how do you overcome them?
Well, you can always look to volunteers. So we, in any of these projects, we do need people hands-on to help with them, and that can always be a challenge because people do have families. They have their businesses they have to attend to. So it can be difficult in that regard. But we have a broad community reach. You know, with social media now, everyone has Facebook pages or other, you know, Instagram, and they can reach out to their friends and neighbors to say, hey, can you come help us with this event? So we do get people like that. And then we do have local businesses in the community that help donate and are major donors every year for us to help with the funding. So we connect to local businesses. Many of them are in our club as well. And that is always the help. So everyone is welcome to participate in any way that they can to help us.
Is there a success story from one of your programs that really stands out to you?
Well, yeah, we usually refer to these as a Rotary moment, I suppose. So for Ryla, that's the 11th grade camp. Now with Ryla, as I've told people, it's like Vegas. It's like whatever happens at Ryla stays there because they don't want to ruin any surprises for the 11th graders that are going. But I had a student recently come back that indicated that if it wasn't for his participation in Ryla, that he may not still be alive, which was amazing, the impact that it had on him. So I know just on an individual level, the things that we do there, it changes people's lives forever in a super positive way.
How does Rotary collaborate with other organizations or businesses to maximize its community impact?
Yeah, so we'll reach out to, as I said, amongst us, we have business folks in our club. So there are business owners in our club, and they will reach out to the people they know and may work with to help provide funding that we may need. But on the side of finding the work, again, we always look to the city. We look to the sheriff's department. For those two, we do a lot of bridging the gap with housing insecurity and food insecurity. So we'll look to them to, like, what do you need from us? They need food, supplies. Same thing with foster youth. And then reaching out to other nonprofits. There's many nonprofits in our area, Mission Hope, Rosigan Foundation, probably leaving some out. I think Oak Grove, there's several that require some assistance in what they need from us as well. And so we work with them to see what they need at any given time.
I'm speaking with Bob Sweeney, president for the Temecula Rotary Club, and Stephanie Mears, who's social media director for Temecula Rotary. Tell us what your Shop with a Cop program is and how it benefits the community.
Absolutely. So Shop with a Cop is a really special program. It's very dear to my heart personally, but what it really does is it brings underprivileged youth to an understanding and a comfortability with officers, with different forms of officers, whether it be police officers, firefighters, and all the other different kinds of officers, because a lot of underprivileged youth are very afraid or have had bad situations with those officers, unfortunately. So our goal in this program, in this specific event, is to show that cops are good guys. They're here to help. They're trying to make a difference in your life in a positive way.
What's the history behind Shop with a Cop, and how did it get started?
Yeah, so Shop with a Cop was actually created a really long time ago in a different Rotary, actually, in a different event. And we brought it here to the Temecula area about 4 years ago. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that. I brought it from Sacramento. We had over 150 kids show up to the last one that I was at in Sacramento. The last one that we did here in Temecula was 45 kids. Mm-hmm. And we're working our way back up to some pretty big numbers, which is very exciting in the Temecula area. And also our ultimate goal is to really see how many kids we can help get a Christmas, because a lot of kids don't get Christmases.
How are children selected to participate in the Shop with a Cop program, and what does the experience involve for them?
Yeah, honestly, it is to be picked to be in Shop with a Cop. It's actually done through the Sheriff's Department, and the Sheriff's Department goes to different nonprofits that are for underprivileged youth, underprivileged children, like Boys and Girls Club is one of the different agencies that they go to. And they will find out who's meeting the criteria, which is meaning between 5 and 12 years old, and doesn't have enough money to be able to afford a Christmas. Essentially, it has a minimum. So the youth is then, or the children are then referred into the program, and we help them out.
What kind of response do you get from the kids who participate in this program?
It's the best feeling in the whole wide world. As a kid, I actually struggled with this. So what's really exciting about the feeling that we get, though, is the kids will come up and they'll be so excited. They'll be like, oh my gosh, I got myself this really great present, but then I got my sister this present and my brother this present and my mom got this present, because nobody was going to get anything. And now they at least get one thing each. And it is just heart-filling. And there have been several instances where the parents will come up to me afterwards and say, you know what, thank you so much. I didn't know what I was going to do this year. I had no idea how I was going to give them anything for Christmas, more or less food. And at that point, sometimes I'll just happen to like have an extra $100 in cash on me and be like, here's money for food. Like, here you go. Good luck. But generally, our ultimate goal is to really make a difference in their lives and show them that these officers are here to help them, not hinder them.
How do law enforcement officers get involved with the Shop of the Cop, and what does it mean to them to participate?
Yeah, that's actually a really great question, because the officers are volunteers. Every single one of them are volunteered through the sheriff's office, and there's a really great program, a coordinator who puts it together in the Riverside County specifically, and they can volunteer for the date and time as long as they're available. What's really exciting is a lot of these officers will come up to me afterward and say, I loved my kid. He was amazing, and they were so full of energy. energy, and they were so excited, and they were just so excited to meet me and want to know all about my job and what I do for a living, and to hear their positivity come from this event, the sheriff and also the kid, it's nothing but a positive experience altogether.
Is there a moment that stands out to you from past Shop with a Cop events?
Yes. One time, oh my gosh, I started crying so hard. So my goal is to not cry right now. But it was a wonderful experience. There was these two kids. One of the kids got to be a part of Shop with a Cop, and the sister couldn't, but she still showed up with her mom. And she was crying because she wanted to go shopping too, but her sister couldn't, right? And so what happened was the sister was crying and, you know, really upset. And so all of the volunteers got together, got money together, and got a gift card for that little kid so they could go out and shop as well. And that family came up to us afterward and said, "You have no idea what that means. We had no idea. We had no idea how we're going to do anything in regards to Christmas, but this meant the world to this little girl specifically, because that little girl apparently had autism and several other things and didn't know how to handle the situation, and we put her into a better space."
Mm. How can we support or get involved with Shop with a Cop?
Yeah, so with Shop with a Cop, our Rotary is very well versed with volunteers and with raising funds. We get a grant from Walmart, so thank you, Walmart. And then the Sheriff's Office, of course, is the one putting together a lot of this with officers and with the children. And what we would love help with is donations. Any kind of donations are always appreciated so we can get more kids. And of course, volunteers. We always love volunteers. There seems to be a growing trend here.
What other community-based programs or events does the Shop with a Cop team participate in throughout the year?
Actually, the Shop with a Cop team is kind of amazing because there are several volunteers who tend to volunteer for almost everything. Not everything, but a bulk of everything that has to do with Rotary. And this wonderful man over here, Bob, he seems to be at every event. And honestly, it's just a wonderful community here at Rotary and being a part of the Rotary. And honestly, I highly encourage you guys to come and just get involved with the Rotary specifically.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I've been speaking with Bob Swinney, president for the Temecula Rotary, and Stephanie Mears, social media director for the Temecula Rotary Club. Anything else you want us to know?
Listen, we would love to have you come visit a meeting of ours, but do this for everyone that's listening. Look in your community. So every city that's within Riverside County, there's probably a Rotary Club near you. And I definitely urge you to go check it out. I always tell people, look, if you want to feel like a superhero for a day, go join Rotary in a project. You'll make somebody else feel great, and that in turn is going to make you feel fantastic. So check it out. You can find them everywhere.
And I would like to just mention that Shop of the Cop for our specific Rotary is December 11th from 10 to 12 over on the Walmart over off of Temecula Boulevard. So we would love to have you come join us and see the wonderful experience.
Thank you so much for talking with us today. Thank you for making a difference in our community. And I hope Shop with a Cop is a huge success.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.